Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, aren't you sick and tired of listening to the corrupt when they're exposed for their crimes, Luke 12:2, and how it is that they just didn't know? Like Eric Lucero, this little good little Nazi out in Los Angeles County, Orange County, sorry. Isn't it interesting? Oh, he had no idea about all these sexual allegations. Kind of reminds me of Prince Andrew's. Anybody see this? This is a couple months back. Remember when he was being exposed for his crimes? Sexual harassment and the such? Well, Prince Andrew settled sexual abuse lawsuit with Virginia. And the fact of the matter is, I guess it just all goes away. Folks, it's crazy how people will appease themselves with finances. When we do it the Lord's way, there's going to be an appeasement in conscience. Money doesn't take that away. There must be resolve in the spirit before we receive resolve in our hearts. But it just blows me away how when they've been exposed, and in some cases, friends, our said representatives, our representative government, how many scandals these people have been involved with. I mean, look at the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, Nixon, Ford, Reagan. I mean, every single one of them. They were always busted, which is a mercy of God, and yet they never had to pay the price when it came to justice. That message is sent to me and you that they are above the law. Oh, it doesn't stop there. It goes much further than that, friends. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, does it bother you that when you go to the airport, you have unconstitutional agencies putting their hands on you, putting you in these scanners that are harmful to your body? But it doesn't apply to illegals that are pouring in over the southern and northern borders? Doesn't that bother you? Isn't it interesting how your said mayors and governors are alluring them into the United States of America? It doesn't apply to the illegals, but it applies to us Americans. Oh, my goodness. This is craziness, isn't it? Absolutely. You want me to take it a step further? I can do that for you. I want to show you one of the most despicable, and I say this with all sincerity. I've seen this clown that's allowed to remain, Mr. Cocaine Trafficker himself, Mitch McConnell, from Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader, tee up with Joe Biden. I know that some of you people still believe that there's a right and a left. Nope, there's only a right, okay? I know that you believe that there's a two-party system. Nope, there's not. There's only one. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Just wanted to make clear, there's only one God. There's not like 10 different gods. Okay, only one, Exodus, the first commandment. And with that said, friends, I'm saying that for the very purpose that this guy, when I seen him at the RNC, he walked by with an entourage of jesters, clowns, And for anybody to follow this man anywhere blows me away. And, of course, going back to the American people that believe that he's one of the good guys, he's not a good guy. And I'm going to show you that right now, because what we're finding out, friends, again, and I can't find this constitutionally. I didn't know that the American people were supposed to work so the government could steal our money and reallocate it to Ukraine. Isn't that the country that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were busted committing the act of treason in? Oh, my goodness. Well, then the question is, and what needs to be begged here is, why is a McConnell helping things along? Because, friends, there is no difference. They're in it together, period. Check this out.
The most important thing going on in the world right now is the war.
The devil is what he is.
I had a chance to call the president last week and request.
He's a scared chicken, friends.
The Ukraine package move by itself and quickly. He said, let me think it over. He called back in about 15 minutes and agreed that we need to do this Ukraine only.
Quickly.
So quickly.
Yep, I quickly. It's always quickly, friends. It's always emergency.
Discussions are underway between the House and Senate appropriators on the crafting of the package. It needs to be.
You want to see the spirit of Benedict Arnold, friends? You're looking at another one.
Ukrainians.
This is a Benedict Arnold.
In the war. We had an opportunity, I know the Democrats did as well, of hearing from the Ukrainian ambassador. One thing I thought was
happening,
interesting,
friends.
I asked her now about pro-Russian sentiment.
These are all the people representing the American people, stealing your money away and giving it to the Ukrainians.
A number of years. And how those people now feel about the Russians.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Obviously, they're not in a very good position to take a poll right now. But her surmise is you'd be very difficult, be hard, extremely difficult to find a single Ukrainian citizen who was any more sympathetic with the Russians.
I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool in our efforts to support.
See, friends, they're just doing this right in the face of the people.
And the fight to defend their country.
It's always some sort of crisis, right? And they are always the problem solvers. Americans learn the lesson. They create the problems.
And the bill demonstrates the support for Ukraine is pivotal at this moment. Every day, Ukrainians pay with their lives, and they fight along.
He's reading everything. I'm surprised he can get through it.
The Russians are engaging.
But this is what the American people are tolerating. And again, friends, that's what we're doing here, taking responsibility and righting the wrongs.
Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Yeah, we're staying in this.
With Putin's war once more bringing one destruction to Europe.
Look at, he's got to read it all, friends. He's doing what he's told. He's controlled opposition. He's doing what his handlers are telling him to do, which are foreign to American government. There's no doubt about it. No question about it.
Because it really matters. It matters.
Yeah, it really matters. Come on, trust Joe. Come on, trust Joe. Yep, and there's all the little useful idiots in the mainstream media right there to go right along with it. Because after all, they're saying they're just doing their job, but they don't realize that they're blowing more holes in the boat that they themselves are on concerning the United States of America. And why the American people sit back and allow this to play out the way it has and does bewilders me to no end. But we've all heard that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms on the top left side. Subscribe to that page. Also over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Again, understanding here in America that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Okay, we are based on common law. Again, friends, I got a couple thoughts I want to share with you before we start rocking and rolling here in a righteous sense. Because we're going to be talking about, don't get me wrong, they say it applies to you, but not to themselves. Saith who? Your representative governments. Oh, you're going to get jacked. You're going to get angry. And hopefully it's going to be a righteous indignation concerning what's going on here. But one of the things I want to cover before we get to that point is when we first started this this ministry in the sense of radio and websites and the such, folks, I was on over 40 outlets every week. I would do one article, and then 40 different outlets wanted my stuff and my content. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but I want to let you know how serious it is as to what's taking place, because the mainstream media, as you well know, has been censoring free speech, and they are driving and corralling everybody into the outlets that they want you to be on so they can continuously drive the narrative, because as you all well know and all well see, friends, they're driving the same narrative through all of the controlled outlets in which they are operating through, and I'm talking about the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media and the Gist, because they're all interconnected. We've done a whole show on that. But what I wanted to let you know is, folks, a lot of those outlets are gone now. And I'm telling you what, folks, we are going to stand here by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of these outlets that are not even, they're out of sight. They're out of mind. We don't know where they went. And people need to communicate because of what is happening. But these are some of the things that are happening that you're not hearing a peep from concerning the severity and the seriousness of your voice being squelched and censored illegally by this government. And this is happening on a global basis. And it needs to stop. You know as well as I do, friends, in Poland, Facebook gets sued $2 million per violation if they censor free speech there. They understand what took place, what is 70, 80 years ago concerning the Holocaust, and they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that that does not happen again. Well, let's not learn the hard way. Okay, let's learn from the history, because the best way to predict the future is to learn from the past. And it's always good to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. So, with that said, I wanted to let you know, because I just found this out. This is craziness, friends. Your voice is being censored. And they are shutting you down, literally, across the country. And it's time to get your fight on, especially these men that are just, bowing the knee to whoever tells them to shut their mouth. No, don't shut your mouth. Open your mouth. Remember again what George Washington said, the first president of the United States. He's the guy that said, listen, if they ever take away your freedom of speech, you'll be like a sheep or a lamb led to the slaughter. That's exactly the direction that we're going to right now. So, folks, do consider supporting us, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider becoming a member, because it is your support that keeps us out there. We do not receive one penny from any sponsors, not a dime. From my articles, we don't receive a dime. We rely upon the people to keep us out there, and boy, oh boy, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'll get to that on another show when I got more time. But let's get to this really quick. I want you to think about this. Did you know that 125 years ago, you didn't have to ask for permission from your said representatives? I want you to think about that for a moment. This is an evolutionary view of government. Your rights, again, come from God. They do not come from your representatives. Their delegated authority comes from we, the people. So for them to have the audacity and assert their authority and believe that we have to ask them for permission to do what God has given us the right to do, that is the position that we're in today. And we need to turn that back into the position that it needs to be in. Read Isaiah 59. That's the downfall. And we need to set that straight once again in obedience to the Lord. Read Proverbs 7:2 as well when you get a moment. But 125 years ago, did you know that you didn't have to go and ask your said representative government? I'm reiterating that for a purpose. Did you know that 125 years ago, you did not have to go and ask from your representative government to go fishing, to collect rainwater, to use transportation vehicles, to build a home, to renovate it? Just think about that. To renovate it. Okay? You didn't have to pay tax upon tax upon tax, and I could keep saying upon tax upon tax upon tax with already taxed money. You didn't have to ask permission and pay to be married. And by the way, many of these things you still don't have to. You didn't have to ask permission from governments to go hunting, to obtain a license, certifications, to own a weapon. Think about all of this, friends. To become a carpenter or a trade or a profession or get a job or to open a bank account. You didn't have to ask permission to protest or redress governments. You didn't have to go down to the city and say, hey, I'm going to protest down here now. Can I get a permit from those that I'm going to protest? This is how ridiculous this has become. 125 years ago, friends, you didn't have to ask permission to sell a product or have your income illegally taxed by the 16th Amendment, which was never ratified, made valid. So what it's come to, you can virtually do nothing without being extorted by government and obtaining their permission first, and yet they work for you. So if you still think you're free, I want to tell you something. You're deluding yourself. You live in an open-air prison as free-range humans thoroughly manipulated and controlled by the illusion that you're a free people. This is crazy. That's what I said, Dino. It wasn't ratified. It was never ratified is what I said. Okay? Just for the record. And I want to show you a picture of the sort of people besides a Joe Biden that somehow or another has 329.5 million people believing that she rules the roost. She's got handlers. She's controlled opposition. She's a slave to her master. And her master's friends are not friendly to the American system of government, as we can all well see. I want to say this, and I think you're going to get it right when I show you this. It's Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. I want you to pay attention to her. She was told what to do. There's absolutely no question in my mind that every single one of these are just bad, bad, bad actors. You ready for this? Watch Nancy Pelosi on social media platforms, friends. This is craziness. Watch her.
When the calendar flips to March and you realize we're about to start busting...
Okay, now look at this. Volume's not necessary. She's sitting in the background. I'm just going to let it play over a couple times. She's sitting in the background doing exactly what she's told to do. See, friends, she's there to what? She's there to antagonize the people. This in judgment is called casting it in your teeth. Do you think anybody 70 years old and she's still acting like a political whore? Because that's exactly what she is. And yet she's there. And again, how many times has she been busted? By the way, now that I'm thinking about it, how many times has Nancy Pelosi been interviewed addressing concerns with the Second Amendment and others, and yet she made reference to the wrong parts found in the confines within the Bill of Rights and or the United States Constitution? And this has been known for years concerning these people. Again, just showing you, friends, as to the people that they put in place. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Read 16, 17, and 18. Tell me that's not exactly what you see here today. I also wanted to highlight something Tim Brown did just this week here. And it's interesting because we've known of this for a long time. You know, Bill Clinton back in the 90s was busted for Monica Lewinsky. I've shared with you several times that Monica Lewinsky had nothing to do with it. Monica Lewinsky was used as a cover-up concerning what he was doing and what he was busted for. That's why his impeachment process came forward, Article 2, Section 4. It was because Bill Clinton and his criminal drug-dealing administration were committing the act of treason and in sharing with the Chinese military our information concerning American military. It was called Chinagate. I'm going to show you something right on the other side just to show you how it's transpiring now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Department of Justice Inspector General's Office announced on Wednesday that one of their own employees leaked a draft report to the media that included non-public information. Fox News reports the investigation showed the worker abruptly resigned right before they and other employees were asked to submit sworn answers to a questionnaire regarding the unauthorized disclosures to the media. A New York judge says he's close to releasing Donald Trump from a contempt finding only if the former president meets certain conditions. One of those conditions includes paying $110,000 in fines accrued for failing to turn over documents in a state civil investigation. Judge Arthur Engoron said on Wednesday he'll conditionally lift Trump's contempt finding if he submits additional affidavits by May 20th. This is USA Radio News. Senator Rick Scott has an idea to fix inflation. He says President Joe Biden should resign. The Florida senator repeated his stance on Wednesday on Fox News, torching the president's economic policies and his confusion when discussing the issues.
Look at what his accomplishments. It's the opposite. I mean, it's we're in horrible shape. He doesn't even know what state I'm from. I mean, you said he was supposed to give his ideas on inflation yesterday. What were his ideas? Oh, it's everybody else's fault but his. So we know he can't do it. Let's be honest.
It's the end of an era. Apple announced it's discontinuing its music player, the iPod Touch. When the first iPod was launched in 2001, it could store 1,000 tracks. Today, there are more than 90 million songs on Apple's streaming service. The iPod Touch was designed by the same team that later invented the iPhone. Apple last updated the iPod in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Don't get me wrong. They say it applies to you, but not to themselves. Saith your representative government. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, but here we are. I just had someone on social media platforms talk about how Pelosi looks like an idiot. No doubt about it. No question about it. But how much more do the people in this country that put up with that idiot look idiotic to the rest of the world? See, this is what I'm trying to get away from, okay? And I say that in all sincerity. I'm sick and tired of this garbage. I am sick and tired of the powers that are tolerated that put these little players up, these debased that go along with it, 1 Kings 13:33, and push their agenda. And they want us to actually believe that we voted them in. No, we did not. There's more of this, friends. The truth of that matter is beginning to overflow now across the United States of America. But I would strongly suggest that the American people get a hold of their government while they still have time to do so. Okay, because this is going to lead us to a place where we don't want it to lead to if we don't do what we're commanded and called to do. Let me get to the next point here. This is craziness, and I was just highlighting the fact that Clinton was busted for Monica Lewinsky. Okay, now again, friends, pay attention how the media is right there to distract, to divert from the truth of the matter. They used Monica Lewinsky as the excuse as to why he was being impeached by Senate, which, by the way, never happened fully. Okay, he was never prosecuted. I'm talking about Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, but what you didn't know, and most people didn't, Or should I say those that took it for face value believed it was Monica Lewinsky when in fact it wasn't. Pull the next layer off, friends, so you can see the truth of the matter. He was busted for sharing military secrets with the Chinese. This is back in the 90s. It was called Chinagate. Tim Brown just highlighted this on his website here on sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning one of his articles. And these are they are drones that are being used by the Chinese in America. This is in California. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. These are drones that are being used by the Chinese in America. Okay? And doesn't anybody think that's rather odd? Well, that is coming around full circle now. Okay? Tim named his article as first U.S. city is surveilled by DHS. Remember who the terrorists are, friends? We're defined as the terrorists, the American people are, because we oppose the New World Order. But the DHS and the Chinese drone company, China sends swarm of drones throughout forest to hunt humans. I kid you negative. To hunt humans. This is your government. This is what you're tolerating. Okay? This is how serious things are getting. I know. Can anybody really go there anymore? I don't think they can. Especially over the last 2.5-3 years now. A conspiracy theory? Really? What else needs to happen for people to figure out that conspiracy is what in fact has been taking place in this country for a long, long time? When are the American people going to figure out that the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, CIA controlled, is giving cover to those that are responsible for the act of conspiracy? Jeremiah 11:9. Again, not going to go there. But what I do want to do is I want to show you how they say it applies. Applies to you, your said representative. Your representative government says this applies to you, but it doesn't apply to us. So I need to go back just a little bit. You're going to get mad, okay? Don't get the double dose of caffeine in your coffee, friends. Just take it at one dose at a time, because this is going to make you mad. Let me say this. I will lead into this in telling you this. You're being laughed at, Americans, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like being lied to, and I don't like being laughed at. Okay? And they are laughing at you. And I'm going to let you see for yourselves out of their own mouths as to how they're laughing at you. Do you guys all remember Obamacare? Okay? I got to go back just a little bit, and I'm going to bring it up to par in the present in just a moment. But I want to show you how the people that are incumbent in this country look at you like you're a big joke. See, well, the American people are laughing at these corrupt politicians. The fact of the matter is the powers that are tolerated are laughing at you. Okay? Because you tolerate them. And that's the point I want to make here. Check this out, friends. This is going back to Obamacare. Now watch this.
They rename it. The typical American voter is so stupid that his dog teaches him tricks.
Architect of Romney-Care Obamacare.
Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney-Obamacare, now being renamed as American Health Care Act.
Under Donald Trump.
See, folks, the hot topic again this week coming from today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, is in an attempt to get you caught up into a debate about that which is illegal. The GOP is attempting to appease the American voter with a change of name again to implement the illegal and unconstitutional Obamacare. Read Mark 8:15. Look at this wordplay here, America. First it was the Romney Care, then it became the Affordable Care Act, then Obamacare, now it is renamed the American Health Care Act. Friends, listen carefully. No matter what it is called or who the president is who pushes for it and signs it, remember, it is illegal. Read Psalm 94:20. Rather than getting caught up into the debate that they want you to get caught up into, the question should be presented to them who call themselves representatives. Where are you deriving your authority from the American people to implement these unconstitutional acts? Remembering that it tells us in the Declaration of Independence that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So folks, laying the question to the representatives, it's a question that they simply cannot answer.
That's right.
In other words, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Consider that what you have been led to believe concerning Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and now the American Health Care Act.
under Donald Trump.
If it's such a good deal, why are premiums skyrocketing for Americans? And if it's such a good deal for the American people, then why does it not apply to the Congress that approved these unlawful measures?
Did you hear that?
Think about that. Listen again to Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney, Obama, the Affordable Care Act, and now the American Health Care Act. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon.
They're laughing at you, folks.
A lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass.
To lie and deceive the people.
When we're done with employer-based health insurance, it will have so much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Here are the top six legal arguments.
Okay, so you guys are getting the point. Just going back to that of Obamacare, and again, it was called the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. They just kept changing the name Romney Care, then it became the Affordable Care Act, and then it became Obamacare, and it backfired at all three stages. And then when Donald Trump came in, then they just wanted to push it full-fledged, and they did that under another name, American Health Care Act. And it's all going back to Jonathan Gruber, who is the architect of the same exact bill. Again, the only thing they did is change the name. But did you catch the fact that Obamacare, the American Health Care Act, Romney Care, or the Affordable Care Act, notice how it applies to the American people, but it didn't apply to Congress? That bother anybody? Can anybody show me that in the Constitution? I didn't think so. How about the Bill of Rights? Nope. Let's go back to the Declaration of Independence. No, it's not there. How about the Federalist Papers? It's got to be there. Nope, it's not there neither. Where are they creating this sort of legislation, friends, to force it on the people, but somehow or another it doesn't apply to them? They create it out of thin air. That's what they do. They create it out of thin air. Oh, by the way, can I just put a pause there for a moment? I got, I don't know how many emails this morning. I just did an article on the rapture. And throughout the process of doing that, there was a lot of the hippie generation that just did, that they weren't going to settle for it. And so they had to come back at me and tell me that I'm lying, I'm not reading the Word right. Well, then I ask them the question, can you show me in the Word of God where that is? And, of course, they can't do it, and I never hear from them again. See, it's that hippie generation that's creating policies out of thin air to force the American people or force something on the American people that they don't have a lawful leg to stand on in doing. Again, does this bother anybody? 1-866-582-9933. Here's another one for you. Biden's gun control agenda. According to Heritage, .com or .org, I'm sorry, President Biden, he's not the president of Bradley Dean here, friends, just so you all know, Article 6, Section 2, under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is, okay? President Biden, said they, is pushing politically divisive measures, of course, Mark 325, that could seriously damage our right to keep and bear arms without making the nation any safer. Of course not. Hey, folks, we're talking about, they say it applies to you. Can anybody show me in any founding document where the government has any business creating any sort of gun legislation? And by the way, don't get legislation mixed up with the word policy. Remember what John Glenn said, that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, what he's saying is we are getting it over on the ignorant people in this country, Hosea 4:6. And they're sitting back and laughing about it. Okay? I'm going to come back to this. Biden's gun control agenda, we're talking about how it applies to you. Said created legislation policy that they've created out of thin air. It applies to you, but it doesn't apply to them. By the way, nowhere in any founding document can they justify the unjustifiable. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with its generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Again, to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, in essence, your representative government is saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do, right? And they're grabbing and creating out of thin air policies that counter your God-given rights. And again, let's go back to the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, because we're talking about Biden's gun control agenda. And there it is again, friends. There it is again, namely the Second Amendment, that people in this country believe somehow or another Joe Biden is now the law. Now the Democrats are in party, right? And now they're a law unto themselves. And when the Republicans are in party, they're a law unto themselves. No! That's all fictitious. It's created. It's baloney. It's an illusion. It's deceptive. Regardless of who's in office, they're all ruled by that same law if the people are willing to be the law, right? Amen. Biden's gun control agenda. Oh, I wanted to tell this to you really quick. Just going back to the solid, immutable Word of God. First Samuel 13:22, if you remember right, the children of Israel were under bondage because of their sin, okay? At length they were stripped of the right to defend themselves against their oppressors, the Philistines. And 1 Samuel 13:22, now this is when the Lord brings in Saul and his son Jonathan to now stand up and defend them after they paid the price. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. In other words, Saul and Jonathan were the only ones that had weapons. They weren't ruled by their oppressors. Okay, when you listen to this garbage, this is what they mean to do. These oppressors mean to rule you. Okay? And I want to make the point again. We're talking about Biden's gun control agenda. He's got no more rights to suppress your God-given rights. You know, the thou shall nots concerning the Bill of Rights. They're the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But I've said this 1,000 times too, friends, that either you're going to throw them off or they're going to throw off your means to defend yourself against them, your oppressors, lawfully, legally. Let me say it again, lawfully and legally. Lawfully and legally. Okay? Just want to make clear because I know how people like to put words in my mouth. Okay, so they're talking about Biden's gun control agenda. Well, that's crazy. Does that apply to them? Because that's what we're talking about. They say it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to them. You didn't give them that authority to do that, to oppress you. No. No. But isn't it interesting that they want to disarm you, because that's what they're going for. They want to disarm you, and while they're writing that, what they call legislation, which is policy, and it's antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, it's null and void. It really is null and void. It's interesting how they are surrounded with armed security detail in an attempt to disarm you. Okay, this is insane what the people put up with in this country. Oh, isn't it interesting? And only to further solidify the point, this was just brought about yesterday. Did you see now that the Supreme Court, and this is all created too, this whole leakage with the Supreme Court, it's just distraction. And then what they do is they send in their brown shirts. They create the problem. And then what do? They aggrandize more policy to protect themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. Now, if they were serving the people, they wouldn't need to do this. But Senate, interestingly enough, folks, instantaneously, isn't it interesting how quick they passed it? Just like the funding to the Ukraine. Or how quick things come together when the bad guys want to push forth their agenda. But when the law comes into play, they don't want anything to do with it because it doesn't work for them, at least not for now. But they're going to have to answer for every violation of it because they've broken every single one of them. And they're going to answer to God on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. But did you see this? KPCC 89.3 FM reported, Senate passes bill to give police protection to families of Supreme Court justices. Wait a second. Aren't these the people that are responsible for helping the agenda along and stripping the American people from defending themselves? Yes, they are. See, people aren't stupid, folks. Again, for the sake of time, you can only oppress a people for so long. Okay? Moving on, they say it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to themselves. They create it. They throw it on you as a burden. But again, somehow or another, doesn't apply to them. Whoa! Really? You guys all seen this, right? Epoch Times. We just had Alex Newman on yesterday. Cool guy. Well-versed. He's done his homework. Good connection. Epoch Times, he's a writer for the Epoch Times. Exclusive, hundreds of CDC employees haven't received COVID-19 vaccines. But what about all these federal mandates? You ready for this? And by the way, share this message with all of your friends, regardless if they want to hear it or not, especially if they work in government. You ready for this? Hundreds of CDC employees haven't received COVID-19 vaccine. Neither have the CEOs. Neither have these global leaders, regardless of how they want you to believe they have. They have not. They have not. You ready for this? Okay. This doesn't get up your dander. I don't know what's going to get your dander up, folks. This doesn't get you up off your keister and get you moving. I don't know what is going to get your keister moving. I'll put that up against James 2:14-26. Okay. Did you guys know that, well, President Joe Biden, as they call him, right? They want to legitimize him as being such. He is not. He's a fraud. He is a Benedict Arnold. Got a lot of those walking around in places of government across the United States, city, county, state, federal. No, President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers does not apply to the members of Congress and their staff. I can stop right now. Do you see what they're doing? They're protecting their own as they war against you. Oh, and they don't care, friends, concerning these experimental jabs as to the damage it's causing. No, they don't care about none of that. As long as it doesn't have anything to do with them, or so they think, right? As long as it doesn't have anything to do with them, but they're going to try to force you, federal employees, state employees, to get it. Can somebody show me that in the U.S. Constitution? Nope, you can't. But I can show you several federal judges and state judges that have told us over and over and over again, as if to suggest I didn't know it, which I did know. But I thank God for these good judges that were educating the people concerning the corruption in federal and state governments, that they never had the authority to mandate anything. And no, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. But again, what I want you to see is the fact that it doesn't apply to the federal workers. It doesn't apply to them, friends. It's not like they're hiding this. They think, folks, these criminals think they're above the law because they've been given just permission by the people to act in such a fashion. Okay? Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers does not apply to the members of Congress and their staff. What is it? And as I just told you, folks, as long as it doesn't affect them. Did you see this? Health Impact News. Young lives destroyed after COVID-19 vaccines. Look at all these people. A matter of fact, they even reported that, going back to this very point, there's been a 17,500% increase in adverse effects and death. Here's a brand new one today. Just showing you again, friends, how they're trying to force mandate you to do what doesn't apply to them, say they. How long are you going to put up with this, America? Okay? Australian children are dying post-COVID injection. There's no question about it. Safe to say, this is clearly a human genocide. But it doesn't apply to those that are forcing it down your throats. That is the definition of an authoritarian, totalitarian system of government. That's all you have to do is ask the question to those that represent you, the people, when they say such things as this, concerning this created crisis, and created it is, no doubt, in anybody's mind. That's all you have to do is ask the question, where in the U.S. Constitution, and first and foremost, where did the American people delegate authority to you to create policies that are unconstitutional, to force them down our throats, or, in this case, needles into our bodies, by the people that have contrived them, that are repeat criminals that we have known for decades, and even some of them calling for 3 billion people to be taken out. Mr. Depopulation himself, Mr. Bill Gates. Hey, folks, it's up to you. This is your country. I don't care what the mainstream media says. This is your country. Take it back rightfully in Jesus' name. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery
delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.